It's Tuesday and time to read from your comments. When we talked to author P.J. O'Rourke about his new book, Holidays and Heck, many of you offered suggestions of where P.J. should go next. Woon-Yin Prawl in Franklin, Kentucky wrote, "Visit Easter Island. It's such a humbling experience to stand before the Moai, sleep to the sound of waves, pure unpolluted air, and great fish. Even a 4G iPhone can't get a connection. You and your family will enjoy what it's like to live without the World Wide Web. These days, something one can only imagine." Photographer Annie Leibovitz joined us to discuss her new book of photographs, Pilgrimage, and her journey around the world to take photos of the places and things that brought a sense of personal and artistic renewal. We asked you to share your places of renewal, and Glenna Aukshire from Gainesville, Florida wrote, "The mountains of North Carolina, Asheville and Boone, are like magic to me. I breathe better, sleep better, and I just feel a satisfaction that's not the same in the flatland. In Florida, I live on the earth. In North Carolina, I feel I am in the earth. It's both physical and spiritual. I can't really explain it, but it's very true." Following the allegations of sexual abuse at Penn State, we discussed why people are often afraid to come forward when they suspect abuse is occurring. Holly Mullen from Salt Lake City, Utah, sent this email. "I just started a new job as director of a nonprofit rape recovery center. I do not have a lot of social work experience, but I know this. I wish every person who ever hesitated or might hesitate to report child sexual abuse could spend a few hours in our waiting area. We serve male and female victims of sexual assault over the age of 13. Many of them visit us years, even decades, after being abused and not believed, often when they were young children. The repercussions and ripple effect in society of not reporting are huge and painful. Please report." If you have a correction, comments, or questions for us, the best way to reach us is by email. Our address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. And if you're on Twitter, you can follow us there at TOTN. Talk of the Nation is produced by Priska Neely, John Asante, Peter Granitz, Padmananda Rama, Sarah Handel, and April Failing. April also handled our web content today. Our editor is Scott Cameron. Our intern is Nunera Amon. Gwen Uten directs the program. Sean Phillips is our technical director. He gets engineering help from Burke Hunn, Cal Southwith, Brian Jarbo, and Gary Tennant. Talk of the Nation's theme music was composed by Greg Smith. The senior producer is Carlene Watson. Sue Goodwin is the executive producer. Tomorrow, political junkie Ken Rudin will be here, and Neil Conan will be back too. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Brian Naylor in Washington.